Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Margie Lansembury?
Yes.
Hello, Margie. This is Alisa, and the reason of my call is to offer two things. First of all, I wanted to confirm the visit of yesterday, since there is clock in but not clock out, so we wanted to know if the services were provided.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? You were speaking kind of fast. I'm sorry. You
Don't
said
worry. Since there was not clock out yesterday, we wanted to confirm if the services were provided.
yes,
Oh,
and
okay.
it was a we it, I didn't get up, so it was a start, a late start, and then in the morning, as you can see,
Okay, no problem.
yeah, I signed it. I did go on today and signed it, whatever. I fixed it to whatever time it was supposed to be.
Okay,
Put a
no
clock
problem.
out.
In that case, since the visit is already confirmed with you, the timesheet is not needed, okay?
Okay. So
Also,
everything's fine, right?
I wanted to confirm the information to see that information keeps being the same, okay?
You want me to do what?
Do the monthly checkup verification to see that information keeps being the same, okay?
Okay.
Okay, your phone number is still 267-401-9468.
Correct.
And your address is 5837 North Foley Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
Yes, ma'am.
Margie, have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
No.
Great to hear that. And lastly, we want to know how has been the services, if the caregiver is providing a good care, or do you have any concern?
Only thing I was asking was, like, because of this clock in, clock out thing, is it a number or something he can call? And I meant to confirm another way he can clock in, like if he can call and do it from my phone. Because this app thing is like giving up problems. I don't know. Y'all guys say it's not. I know this time last night was a missed clock out, but you know it's been weeks. It's been weeks of weeks of
Yeah.
his tape being messed up. So I was asking, would it be any other way that he can clock in, and it'll be through my phone since I'm the client. He'll be clocking in and out.
No, because your phone is a cell phone and cell phones are not allowed. And communication is key. In this case, he can contact me by text message. I'm always in the working hours. He can let me know if there is any problem, any issue. He can let me know and I can help him out regarding the clock in and clock out situation.
Yeah, because on our end it says it be having a green, the green checks, like everything is, the clock in and clock out is correct and fine. But then y'all call and say days was missing, but on the end of the clock in and clock out is green.
Okay,
So
sometimes the app showing a sign that says TS, or sometimes the app says timesheet required. Or if you want, I can let him know more updated each week if he has a missing timesheet at the beginning of the week so he can be on time for payroll.
okay.
Okay, no problem. I can do that. I can send him. And also, he has to be paying attention because the few weeks I have been trying to reach out to him by text message and he doesn't answer, so he can be more communicative by text message.
Okay. So if in any event, like I said, if you can't get through to him, because most likely he is here in here with me, otherwise if I'm, sent him out somewhere or something like that. But otherwise, if you can't get him, just, try to get me, and then,
Okay, great. No problem. Also, calling to the patient is another way of verification when the clock in or clock out are missing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye.